What factors have made your business successful?
First of all, the advent of LCD watch technology in the 1970s created vast opportunity for us. You see, although the Swiss were the first to develop a quartz watch, the support of the Swiss manufacturers was not strong as they overlooked the phenomenal growth potential of the market. They believed their mechanical excellence would keep them leaders of the industry and that the quartz watch was only a gimmick and that it would soon fade out. In fact, this poor judgment eventually led to the downfall of some companies. As demand was greater than the supply, therefore it wasn't difficult for me to get entry to this market when I first set up my company. At the end of the first year, the number of employees increased to 20, and we moved from office premises to a factory. Our floor space increased from the original 600 square feet to 2,000 square feet by the end of the first year, and the company grew more than tenfold in the next 5 years. And then, a few years later, prices started to become very competitive as the retail market became saturated. So I had to think about certain strategies to tackle this problem. I had to think up a short-term strategy and develop some long-term planning. Like all our competitors, we developed new products such as giftware and luxury items. For example, we designed products with a time device in them, and customers could print their logo on the product for promotional purposes. However, competition became really severe. It reached a point that any product that had a time module in it became less valuable. In the short term, we had to cut our costs. However, for certain customers who are less price conscious, I was able to upgrade the quality of our products, for example, by offering better batteries, a longer warranty, etc. We did not want our customers to think we were ripping them off, of course, if we charged a higher price. For customers who were less focused on quality, we had, of course, to reduce our prices. In the end, our customers all thought that our company offered quality products, which were of value for money, while most of our competitors struggled for survival and cut prices in a very competitive market. Some were even forced out of the market. On the other hand, we also switched our capacity to producing clocks, cutting our watch production line, and training our workers to assemble clock products. Watch production was based on an assembly line. Well, we bought components from suppliers and assembled the watches. Clock products involved more components. We had to make them in-house, and the company started to install machinery, hire designers, and the workflow became more sophisticated. And today, we have become one of the best-known manufacturers in the world, with ISO 9001 certification.
What are the critical factors behind your success?
The critical factors of our success, I would say, were our vision and our strategic planning. From time to time, we utilize management tools, such as SWOT analysis, to review our situation and make necessary adjustments. Furthermore, we have made use of the internet to promote our products. For example, we used an e-catalog to start with, and lately we have developed a customer relationship management system. If I was asked what advice I would give to people looking for success in business, Well, I would say to people, be well prepared. Seize an opportunity once it emerges. And finally, stay open-minded. As business can be developed by individuals, alliances, partnerships, and joint ventures.